Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible. Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Well, the limited cash cattle trade yesterday afternoon in Iowa is expected to be more focused on cleanup trade opportunities from last week than developing a trend in the market for the current trading week. For the most part, asking prices and bids are still hard to come by, but asking prices should improve over the day today. Might be midweek or later before packers show any significant interest, but the recent futures weakness and trend of steady to lower beef values last week may spark significant resistance to higher price levels by the end of the week. Now, the hog futures continued to weaken during early January as traders have moved through December lows in February contracts. Although April futures are still holding above long-term support levels, the shift lower in spot February futures yesterday landed a bearish technical blow on the lean hog complex. Easier wheat prices overnight following through on Monday weakness with U.S. values failing to take the lead from global prices. Black Sea wheat futures hit new contract highs yesterday and are at the highest level since April. In addition, Paris milling wheat futures rose to the highest levels on Monday since February. Reuters reported month-old strikes over pension reform in France, and that could slow grain exports, adding to the cost needed to move wheat to port. Slightly weaker corn prices overnight as traders take a breather following the two-day post-WASD rally. The recovery from Friday's lows has been impressive, especially considering what the trade was expecting out of that report. Funds were net short about 109,000 contracts of corn heading into the WASD, giving somewhat of a mixed signal, as clearly that group was positioned for a bearish report while analysts were mostly expecting constructive data from USDA. The soy complex is softer overnight, trading inside Monday's range as we await Phase 1 details. In an encouraging development ahead of the Phase 1 signing, the U.S. Treasury said it is looking at dropping the designation of China as a currency manipulator. We'll check all the futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
At the close Monday, February live cattle down 87, 126.55. April down 42, 127.52. January feeder cattle down 157, 146.02. March down 160, 145.85. February hogs down 135, 65.90. Kansas City wheat, March down 2 cents, 492 and 3 quarters. May down 1 and 3 quarters, $5 and a half penny. Chicago wheat, March down 2 and a quarter, 562 and a quarter. May was down 1 and 3 quarters at 564 and 3 quarters. March corn up 3 3/4, 389.5. May was up 3.5 at 396 1/4 penny. March soybeans down 3 3/4, 942 1/4. May down 3.5, 955 1/2 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.